You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, most products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah. How's it?
Almost Christmas time.
Countdown.
It is. My kids get out of school this week. I'm sure everybody else's does also.
No, my kids have to go to school next week.
What do you mean?
I mean, we have to go to school next week.
But next week is Christmas. I mean, you know, from like, not next week because we're, you know, I'm saying like, this is Monday.
Oh, okay.
Right? Do you have like 5 days left of school? Do you guys get out on Friday?
Yeah. Actually, we don't even have school on Friday. We get out of school on Thursday.
Bummer. I love the extra day to,
get stuff done.
Right.
Yeah. And I have so much to get done because I have to get it all done before I leave for Colorado.
Yeah, I know. That's just a lot.
It's a deadline. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. And I got the damn Elf on the Shelf.
That's a lot.
I have a real love-hate with this Elf on the Shelf business.
Yeah, me too. I keep forgetting.
I think it is regressing my children.
Oh, no. Remember, you thought that they like knew, but obviously they don't know, right? They're like,
oh my God, they so don't know. They are like, I guess yesterday when I repositioned the elf, I turned its head. Like, I didn't even do it like purposely, you know? But they've never touched it, so they don't know. Its head just turns. So they're super like, oh my God, it turned its head, Mom. And I think like they're old enough. Like, give it up. It's time to stop believing.
No,
I just don't want them to be like the last kids in their class that still believe in this stuff. And they believe
that,
in it.
But it's
so
not.
Extra. I know. I keep saying that. But at the same time, my elf is playing Christmas bingo for them when they get home from school today.
I don't even know how to do that. How do they do that?
I just printed out some bingo cards and I bought some gumdrops. And he's like, here, play the game. Here's all the stuff to play it.
Oh, that's fun. You're a better mom than me.
I do that shit every day. So, because it's fun. But then I think like, oh, you guys shouldn't like it so much.
No, right? You're a good mom. Good job. Good job. I am not so good. I have already, it's only been like, 8 days of this thing. And I've already forgot to move it twice. And I blame it on my husband because sometimes, all the time he can't sleep. He's got insomnia. And so he's up and down all night. And I'm like, it must be because dad cannot stay asleep. And they believe it. They're like, dad.
When dad is up and down all night, he should just move it.
Right? That's what I said.
Yeah. my elf does not always move at night. And my kids understand that. Listen, this is my parenting advice. If you're new to the elf on the shelf, our elf moves while we go to school. Because there's no way I'm setting up freaking bingo after I put everyone to bed.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No, not happening. Move it while you're at school. And he doesn't get so creative on the weekends, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
like
that.
I said, you got the skills to pay the bills, girl.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hey, I saw that Delphi Murders case. They have some traction there.
I know, but I actually read the article and they're not really connecting that to the Delphi girls.
They're not.
No, nah,
I was a little worried about that. Okay, so maybe it's just fake news.
Some other perv that assaulted some other girls.
Yeah.
Yay! I mean, I hope that family, that Delphi family, get,
answers.
Justice. Answers. Yeah, one of these days, but I don't think it's coming from this.
No.
Unfortunately. Did you see that Josh Duggar was found guilty AF?
Not surprising.
Oh my gosh. Maximum sentence is 20 years per count, and he is facing multiple counts. Dude, I think they're going to throw the book at him.
I think they will too.
And what if that wife shows up with him? Oh my gosh.
She's still on board?
Oh, she's with him in court.
God.
She's looking good, actually. I'll give her that. But I wonder if she's going to trot those kids down to the prison to visit their daddy. It's
you mean
sad.
She's looking good like she has makeup on or she's...
Yeah, like she did her hair. You know, she's got a nice outfit. Yeah, I thought she was looking good.
Okay. I didn't know if she mean like looking good, like showing up with the husband being a,
Oh, no, I don't think she should show up with him at all. Okay. I think she should be like, you perv, you're on your own.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she should be like extra divorced and keep her kids away from him. But I don't think she's going to. My prediction is that she's not going to.
I think you're right.
But I hope that he gets the book thrown at him so that maybe she will come to her senses if he's not around all the time. And then she'll divorce him. And then she'll find somebody nice.
That wants a bunch of kids. A lot of baggage. I mean, a lot of baggage. Think about that baggage. You got all those kids and you got a husband in prison or an ex-husband in prison. I guess it's better than having an ex-husband that's crazy not in prison.
There is a pot for a lid for every pot, Tab.
Is there? Because I have so many extra lids in my what are those like plastic things that you have? What are they called?
Oh, and once in a while you got to throw that stuff away. Yeah. I know, it's sad, right? It's like the socks. Once in a while, you got to we're never going to find them.
Okay. So really, there is not a lid for every pot. There's
really,
sometimes
there's
extras. And those ones just need to be thrown away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Ready for some crime?
I am going for it.
Okay. Today's case is one you may have actually heard of. It's kind of a classic. I chose it because there was an update, and so it came up on my radar again. Today's case is the case of Celeste Beard. The reason I think you might be familiar with Celeste is because her shenanigans were so extra that she has the honor of being featured on the very first episode of Snapped.
Ever?
Ever.
No way. Okay.
She's the first one. Yeah. We love the Snapped. Yeah. I remember before I had children, I could just have it on in the background all the time.
Yeah, me too.
It's like always on. I mean, I used to actually have cable too, so that was fun, right? And it's weird how I would just watch the same episodes over and over again. All those snappy women just bring me comfort in some weird way. I don't know. Okay, so Celeste is the perfect Snapped candidate because her story is like classic young, hot gold digger embroiled in a love triangle. But before we get to all that, I am going to give you some backstory about Miss Celeste. Interestingly enough, it turns out that you and I and Celeste all have something in common. And that is that we all grew up in Ventura County, California.
How old is she?
I think she's 50, like 52 right now.
Okay.
So she's older. She was older than us.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're old, but we're not that old. Okay. Celeste lived mostly in Camarillo, but also lived in Oxnard and Ventura as well. Side note, I listened to an audiobook about her and they mispronounced Camarillo the whole time.
What do they say? Camarillo?
Yeah, it totally made me nuts. And I understand why it makes everyone so nuts when we say Fayetteville.
Oh, my God. Do you know that I pronounced that guy's name wrong last week? It's not Thornberry. It's Throneberry.
That's still cool. Thornberry sounds better, though.
That, I think it sounds better, too.
When I
re-listened, I was like, oh, my God, his name is not Thornberry. It's Throneberry. I mean, same potato, potato.
Well, there was one episode I just completely renamed someone. So maybe we just like take podcaster liberty at renaming places as we see fit.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a thing?
But by the way, I, like Celeste, have also lived in Ventura, Camarillo, and Oxnard.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True story. Yeah. Okay. Well, Celeste was one of four children that were adopted by her parents. She was molested at a young age, and then her parents divorced when she was 13. The divorce was so difficult that she still has not seen her brothers in over 40 years.
Whoa.
So she had it rough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In high school, she met a guy named Craig Bratcher when she was 16 and he was 18. The two married and had twin girls together. Okay, so Celeste wrote a book in 2019, so not that long ago, and details her life story, and she describes her first marriage as disturbingly abusive. In addition to your regular domestic abuse, she says Craig made her eat cat shit.
What?
Yeah.
That is so nasty.
Next level. Yeah. Yeah, beyond, right? So here's the thing about Celeste. She has these abuse claims from early childhood, and like I just told you, and throughout most of her life. I read her book, and I would say I found it, you know, pretty believable, actually. I mean, I found her pretty interesting. But I read another book called She Wanted It All, and it pretty much discredits everything Celeste has to say about being abused.
Oh.
In the book, She Wanted It All, the people closest to Celeste are interviewed, like her own daughters and her sister, and they say they never saw the abuse happen to Celeste. People do acknowledge her first husband struggled with drugs and alcohol and had a temper, so no one is saying he was like a saint or anything, just that it's very possible that Celeste exaggerated his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughters actually say stuff like they saw their mom break her own arm on purpose.
Dude.
And yeah, dude.
Listen, remember my husband's ex-girlfriend when she cut herself at the party that I was at?
Oh, God. I forgot about that hot mess.
Uh-huh. Cut herself at the party. I witnessed it. She didn't know. And then so she could come screaming with blood to my husband, who was not my husband at the time. It was just a boyfriend. He was my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. So there are some nutbags out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, also, Celeste's sister says that although Celeste had tried to convince her that she was molested, too, she just didn't remember it happening.
Hmm.
Okay. She does remember Celeste being like hell on wheels as a teenager and getting into lots of trouble involving the police for fighting and theft. And Celeste goes through her whole life in her book, right? And she doesn't mention any of that. What I think is clear is that Celeste is fucked up, either because she was abused or because she's just like totally narcissistic. Maybe one caused the other. I really cringe at not taking an abuse victim's word, but Celeste is an exception, right? She is just a real different bird. And I think the reality is most likely the people in her life that she hurt and manipulated, especially her own daughters, are the actual real abuse victims.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, they were put in foster care multiple times. And Celeste, of course, has excuses for each time and takes no responsibility for the circumstances surrounding CPS getting involved, which it's like she has no sympathy for these girls. And if CPS comes and takes you away and puts you in foster care, that's pretty traumatic.
Yeah, I know Celeste type.
Yeah, I know Celeste type too. Yeah. So those poor girls, they had it pretty rough.
Yeah.
Celeste, by the way, also is the type that claims to have had multiple life-threatening illnesses. Like ovarian cancer. But I never found any evidence that she really did. I think she is more likely a hypochondriac and a compulsive liar, liar, pants on fire. So now you know a little bit more about her character. Now I'm going to fast forward a bit and tell you, predictably, her marriage to the man she met in high school, you know, father of the twins, Craig Bratcher, it didn't work out. Despite Craig being the king of abuser that she struggled to get away from, she sent her daughters to live with him on multiple occasions, which is just another example from Celeste's past that like just doesn't really add up.
Yeah.
Okay. Craig ended up committing suicide when the twins were about 16. So, I mean, that's pretty horrible for them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these poor girls. So after Celeste's marriage ended to Craig, she had another short-lived marriage to a man named Harold before landing in Austin, Texas at the age of 31 with her third husband, Jimmy. So Celeste had been around the block a couple of times.
A time or two.
Yeah. At the age when, like, we were just getting started.
Is she cute? Is she hot? I mean, the name is hot, right?
She is cute. She is not hot.
Okay.
Celeste got a job at the Austin Country Club, which is apparently the oldest country club in Texas.
Wow. Had no idea.
And that is where she met Stephen Beard and his long-suffering wife, Eloise, which I like that name, Eloise.
Eloise is a name that a lot of people are using these days for their children.
I would name a chicken that.
Yeah.
If I had the chickens.
I don't know if I would name my daughter that, but sure. Ellie. I guess you'd call her Ellie.
Ellie's really cute.
I love the name Elle.
I do like the name Elle too. Okay. Well, Stephen and Eloise had been married for over 40 years, and Stephen had recently sold the TV station in Austin that he co-founded for something like $15 million.
Hot damn.
Yep. But sadly, Eloise lost her battle with cancer before she could enjoy that leisurely retirement together.
Damn it.
So Celeste was happy to take her place right quick. She started dating Stephen within 10 days of Eloise dying. Yeah. Her daughters were with their father in Washington State at the time, so he hadn't offed himself yet. And she was still married to Jimmy. So she had to get a quickie divorce from him so she could make Stephen husband number four. So she did that about 3 months later. Right?
Okay.
Time is money, I guess, right? So Stephen was 68 and had three grown children. And so I'm sure Stephen
and kids were probably like, what is going on here?
Right? Right? I can't imagine it went over real well with them. Well, Celeste did not skip a beat getting real comfortable with the lifestyle that Stephen provided her now. When they married, they had a prenup that gave her $500,000 up front. And it said that she would get another $500,000 if the marriage lasted 3 years. And she would get a lot more if they were still married at the time of Stephen's death.
Whoa. Okay. So it was just like, hey, I'm going to give you money to be married to me? Like a signing bonus?
I know. Why didn't we get that?
What the hell? I
didn't have any money when I got married. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what you do. Hello, when you're 68 and you marry someone 31.
I guess so. I mean, that's definitely clearly you're marrying for the money.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But yeah, I don't think that anyone denies that she married him for the money.
Okay.
Okay, but so she's got this, you know, another 500K if it lasts more than 3 years. So she's got some incentive to, you know, make it work till death do they part, because then she gets a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So she went through that first $500,000 in 6 months.
Holy, what's she doing with it?
I don't know. And I would have been like buying like a nice condo or something.
Yeah, I would
too. Retail property.
Yeah.
You know,
some sort of investment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, even though she went through that money after 6 months, like that was fine because Stephen just continued to lavish her with, you know, gifts. Like it wasn't like it was cut off. Celeste seemed to have her eye on the prize though. Steve's quite a bit older and, you know, not going to live forever. And so she convinced him to adopt her daughters so they would collect a large inheritance like his biological children.
Mm-hmm.
The daughters were like teenagers, right? So Celeste admits that she married him for his money, but she makes a great point. She says that, so what? You think he married me for my cooking? And I think I think that's true, right? It's just they had an arrangement, whatever, you know, you do you. Okay.
He wants
the hot trophy wife. Yeah. I found it kind of funny reading Celeste's book that most of it is about the extravagant trips that they took and the shopping sprees that they went on and how amazing this 7,000 square foot home they built, which was, you know, decorated and furnished by her. Like, it's funny that this is such a big part of her book. It's like half of her book. Like, she easily dedicates 200 pages to how good at spending money she was. Just pat on the back. And then I went to this store and I spent this much money and I arranged, of course, for, you know, the best whatever hotel or blah, 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 blah. It's like it could have been 10 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, you know, whatever. That's like her biggest accomplishment in life is that she knew how to blow through money. Whatever. So, by the way, I found the home that they built on Zillow. It's worth an estimated $5 million now. Yeah. So she talks about how amazing this home is. And it's obviously been updated since Celeste, you know, put her stamp on it in 1999. But let me tell you, I didn't think this house was all that. 7,000 square feet or not.
Where is it again?
It's in Austin.
Like, is it on the lake? Lake Austin?
No, it's not on the lake. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So sorry, Celeste. Anyhow, with Stephen not putting any limits on Celeste's spending and her daughters locked into the will, you would think she could just like relax and enjoy the lifestyle and financial stability for a minute. But that's not Celeste style. She wanted to get this show on the road, and that meant getting her party on and getting Steve out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So she started making his evening cocktails with Everclear instead of vodka so that he would pass out sooner so she could get out of the house and whoop it up.
Oh my God. Everclear, is that just like 100 proof or something like that?
I don't think I've ever even drank Everclear.
No, I have not.
Why would you? It sounds terrible.
He must have not minded, though.
He didn't know. She put it in the vodka bottle.
I know, but it is alcohol, right?
Yeah, but it is alcohol, right? Okay. So after 2 years of marriage, Stephen got to rethinking his marital arrangement. And Celeste had a real strong reaction to him talking about divorce. She held a gun to her head and threatened suicide if he left her. I mean, it sounds right on par with everything else we know about her.
Yes.
Right? And Stephen said, okay, honey, love pie, I won't leave you, but you need to go get some help for your craziness. And so she willingly went to a psychiatric hospital. At the hospital, she made a friend, a woman named Tracy Tarleton. Now, Tracy had her own mental health struggles. I mean, whatever, who doesn't? But she managed a bookstore, and so she was the literate type. The employees there liked her. It sounds like her only real downfall is she fell in love with Celeste. Celeste, by the way, says they were never lovers, but there's pictures of Celeste and Tracy very cozy together, like sitting on each other's laps.
She didn't want to admit it.
Right. And Celeste's daughter also says she walked in on them. So, you know.
Doing what?
It.
Licking bush?
It. Yeah. Oh, you love to say that. I know. So that, yeah. They.
What
so
do
they
you call it?
Thing.
Bumping fuzzies?
That's what you call it. I also thought it was kind of funny. At Tracy Tarleton's apartment, she had all these pictures of her and Celeste around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even have... I don't think you're in love with me. Do you? I bet you don't even have a single damn picture of me up at your house.
I used to have that one picture of us in the snow. Remember that picture?
Yeah, I used to have that picture too.
I don't know where that is. I don't have any pictures of any friends up. Just our family photos.
Just family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's strange that these adult women had like tons of pictures of themselves up.
Yeah.
Together. Yeah. Also, by the way, Celeste had also been cheating on Stephen, you know, after she's like pouring him the Everclear cocktails with her ex-husband, Jimmy.
Wow, she's getting around town.
Oh my gosh, she is busy. I don't understand how people have the time. Okay, according to Tracy, while she was in a relationship with Celeste, she told her that Stephen abused her and she would give anything if her and Tracy could be together and Stephen was out of the picture. I have idea, Celeste. Divorce.
And she doesn't get the money.
Exactly. Right? So that's not working for her.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy also thought like me, just leave him. You know, Tracy's like genuine in her love. Leave him. Forget the money. But Celeste told her, if you don't help me kill him, I will just kill myself. Which is like, again, with the like, I'm going to kill myself thing. The extra, whole like, extra. I'm going to kill myself tantrum is like so manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Tracy fell for it. So per Celeste's request, she tried cooking up some botulism to make Stephen go away. She got a book at her store.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It didn't work. That shit only goes in your face. That's it. Okay.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So it didn't work. It didn't even give him a stomach ache. So they leveled up. They decided to stage a break-in and have Tracy just come in and shoot Steve in his sleep. Celeste and Steve slept in separate bedrooms on account of Steve's CPAP machine. That worked out because Celeste wouldn't have to be in the same room when it happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, the CPAP machine. I really feel for people that have to wear that because it's like, it's not sexy.
It is so not sexy. I don't even know. Like, I know it's not sexy.
Can you imagine being young and like bringing someone home and then you got to strap on that CPAP machine?
They have some like less invasive ones these days, but yeah.
I really feel for people. Okay. Because you need sleep.
I mean, sleep. It is necessary for people. My mom has that disorder. So yeah, I know. God.
Yeah. If you don't get sleep, you'll turn into a nutbag like me.
Yeah.
Stay up all night.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Watching crime. Okay. So anyways, so she instructed Tracy to shoot Steve in the stomach because she thought it would be less messy than like just shooting him in the head. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to have to redecorate after he was dead. Hello.
Is this what Tracy says? Is like what she told
yes!
her?
Oh yes, my God. This is what Tracy says. So Celeste left the door open and Tracy came in and shot Steve at 2 a.m. Poor Steve. He didn't know what hit him. He didn't even know he was shot. He called 911 and told them he had had a recent surgery and he thought he was having a reaction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When the ambulance came, Celeste awoke and played, you know, the loving, confused wife to the authorities. She was all, don't let him die. Mm-hmm. Okay. The police didn't think it was a break-in right away because it's this is so rookie. But like, they didn't mess shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't take anything, any of that.
Yeah, none of that. And the alarm didn't go off. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Steve was saying his stomach was coming apart because he had surgery. But that all kind of changed when they stumbled on a shotgun shell on the ground, and then they realized he'd actually been shot. So Steve had a rough road ahead of him, but he actually lived. So naturally, the police wanted to chat with him, but they weren't able to because Celeste hired an attorney and put a block on his hospital door. I mean, I guess you can do that as the wife.
Okay.
Okay. So police were able to talk to Celeste's daughters, so she wasn't able to block them, and one of her daughter's boyfriends. And guess what, Tab?
What?
They sold their mama out.
Well, dude, they didn't really have a deep connection with her. She kept, like, you know, losing them.
That's
sending
true.
Him here,
yeah. Yeah.
Sending him there. I mean, they're probably like, this bitch is crazy.
Well, also, after it happened, they say right away, Celeste told them, don't say anything about Tracy to the police.
No. Then they're like, yeah, there's this chick, like, Tracy. Okay.
Yeah. They say they actually love Steven and they felt bad for him. So, like, they really spilled the tea. From that point, all police had to do was go talking to Tracy, who, when they went to go talk to her, she didn't deny that her and Celeste were a thing. I mean, it was hard to deny because she had pictures of her all over her house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she also told them, yeah, okay, so I own a shotgun. And when they did a ballistics test on the shell casing from the crime scene, they were able to confirm that it was the gun that had shot Steven. Okay?
Okay.
So Tracy gets arrested. And Celeste goes back to Steven in the hospital and tells him, like, oh, my God, I am so sorry she did this to you. She must be, like, obsessed with me. It's so weird.
Oh, my God.
Steven bought it.
No way. He is such...
Well, she's not letting him talk to anyone. She's keeping everyone away from him,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So almost everything is happening probably the way Celeste kind of wanted it. Tracy is taking the rap for shooting Steven.
Yeah.
She's actually getting more money now because Steven bought her story that Tracy's, like, obsessed with her. He upped her percentage in the will. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only thing that's kind of a drag in, you know, Celeste's, like, warped world is at the moment, you know, Steven is still alive, right? But he's less of a burden to her. I mean, she doesn't have to, like, give him Everclear every night because he's in the hospital. He was in the hospital for 4 months.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty tragic. Okay. So poor dude suffers for 4 months. I mean, imagine that, like, terrible wound and having to get it changed all the time. I mean, that's a lot. Okay. But after 4 months, he was well enough to come home. But the strangest thing happened. He was only home one day when he came down with such a serious infection that he died 3 days later.
You are kidding me.
No. I think she just took those bandages, like, wiped them on the floor.
She for sure did.
Something like that, right? I mean, there's no proof of that, but hello.
100%. She definitely.
Yeah.
She probably put the botulism in there.
Something. Yeah. Okay. So now that Steven is, like, dead, Tracy's really screwed because now she's on the hook for murder. But she still took responsibility for the whole shooting and kept Celeste out of it. She loved her. That is, like, some ride or die shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she changed her tune when she realized that love was not really mutual. She had been used. She figured it out when she learned that Celeste got married to husband number 5 just 6 months after Stephen had passed.
Who's the next victim? Who is it?
I don't know. Some other dude.
Some random dude.
Some random dude. Okay. So Tracy, I don't know that much about him, but I know that Celeste thought at one point that he was even richer than Stephen. So, you know, that's her pre-qualification. But I think it turns out he actually wasn't rich.
Okay.
Which is just karma, right?
Fake rich.
Okay. Yeah.
People are like that too.
Yeah. So Tracy hears about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, oh, forget that. Here I am pining over, you know, Celeste. And she's already married to somebody else. I mean, come on. Who's going to put money on my commissary and shit? Come for visits with me while I'm doing time for the crime I did for you. So she's bummed out. So she picked up the phone and called the detective and said, okay, I'm ready to tell you why I shot Stephen Beard. So Celeste thought she was going to live happily ever after. But after Tracy started talking, I mean, it got apparent that maybe there was like a hitch in her getty up. So always the thinker, Celeste is, she hired someone to handle the Tracy situation for her and kill her.
Kill Tracy.
Yeah.
In jail.
Yeah. Somehow Celeste learned that Tracy had talked to the detectives. And so she decides to have Tracy killed.
Okay.
We know for sure that she did this because it's all on tape. And guess who taped it?
The husband.
Her daughters.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they were so over Celeste at this point that they started taping all their conversations
with
her.
No way.
Yeah. So Celeste was finally arrested for conspiracy to commit murder against Stephen and conspiring to have Tracy killed too.
Oh my God. What did Tracy think about that?
She's stoked, right?
Well, she's stoked she's not killed for sure, but man.
She's stoked she's not killed. Yeah.
She for sure got used and abused.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I think it's easier when somebody does something that shitty to you at the end to be like, what was I thinking?
Well, of course, but she's still probably sitting in prison.
Yeah, but she can move on to the next boo. Now she's in prison. She's free agent.
No, but
lots of people looking for love.
Tracy's still in prison.
Yeah, I know, but Tracy can find love in prison.
Oh, sure. Well, especially since she's a lesbian. I mean, yes.
Yes, it works in her favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Tracy would have been the type to not cheat on Celeste.
Sounds like she was very loyal. Yeah, I mean, she's willing to kill for her.
Yeah. So now she's free agent. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So Celeste's trial was intense. First of all, Celeste pulled a Cosby and came out on like crutches.
Oh, okay.
Looking all pathetic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Then her own daughters testify against her. I mean, that's like so dramatic, right? Her defense to everything that her daughters have to say about her is that they just wanted her out of the picture so that they could receive a bigger inheritance. This is what I would say to that. Not everyone thinks like you, Celeste. Like, I don't think these daughters, you know, were capable of being master manipulators like herself.
Yeah, no.
No. So then Tracy testified as part of the plea deal that she made. And her testimony about Celeste's manipulation of her really hit home with the jury because Celeste was found guilty and she was sentenced to life.
Wow, that's a lot for actually, one, not pulling the trigger, and two, I mean, life, that's a big sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Celeste's life sentence is like extra bananas because Tracy, who actually shot him, she only served 10 years.
Oh. Oh, is she out?
She's out.
She's out. Where is she living?
Austin still.
Oh my goodness. What is she doing?
Well, I'll tell you at the end.
Okay.
So, like I told you in the beginning, this is just one of those cases that has been super sensationalized because it has so many juicy parts and it just keeps going. Since it happened in 1999, it has been the subject of numerous investigative shows and books, and Snapped has a new series called Behind Bars, where they go back and do prison interviews with women that were previously featured on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So Celeste was interviewed for the show this year. That's how I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I know that boo. Yeah, she's my old Snapped buddy. Okay, so she still stands by all her claims. And she says she takes every opportunity to tell the public how innocent she is. She's looking a little worse for wear in prison, not gonna lie. I think that Celeste's mother might sort of believe her because you know how I told you she published a book?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like her mom had it published for her.
Okay.
I don't think her mama would do that if she thought she was awful. I don't know. So the book about Celeste's story is not her only publication, and I'm so excited to tell you about this. Celeste, along with five other women incarcerated at the Gatesville prison facility in the Texas, wrote a cookbook called From the Big House to Your House.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you buy it?
I did.
I knew you would buy it.
I did. Yes. I purchased the Kindle version for $10. $10.
Okay. It's kind that of seems expensive. Like
a, yeah, it's kind of expensive, right? Yeah. The proceeds go to an organization that helps the wrongly convicted.
But she's not wrongly convicted.
I know, but let's hope that they're working with other wrongly convicted people.
Like actually wrongly convicted people?
Yeah, like actually wrongly convicted people.
Okay.
The book is 134 pages of recipes made from commissary food, which, you know, I am fascinated.
You are really fascinated about this. Yes.
Okay. Well, let me entice you with some delightful tuna nachos, potluck soup. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Most of the recipes call for something called, it says jalapeno cheese. Now, I would like to know what this actually is.
I think I know what it is. It's like that Frito-Lay. It comes in a can. You know, they also have like the beans and then they have a cheese dip.
Oh, maybe it's that.
You know, it's that. I bet you.
That's like a staple in this book, I'm telling you. It's like the basis of everything.
I think that's what it is. It's like little and round. You can get it at the grocery store, at the, you know, like the gas station.
Yeah.
They also, too.
They use a lot of pork rinds, stuff like that. I mean, I don't want to be judgy, but the recipes sound pretty gnarly.
But you are judgy. Thanks to
I mean, I actually thought the prison food was gonna like they were gonna this recipe book was gonna deliver some concoctions that I thought would be delicious, inventive.
How in the world? I would have thought it would be disgusting.
Because I thought it would be like good junk food. It just sounds crazy to me.
Well, it probably is good junk food for them. Like, can you imagine? Sure, the food in prison is not. You know, you're not having caviar.
No, it does appear that they have a pretty decent variety of foods they can buy and cook with, though. The dessert recipes seem more stomachable.
Okay.
But I'm not a real sweets person. So
what is it like ding-dongs and ho-hos and stuff like that?
They do a lot. They make like cheesecake, like add powdered milk. And ice cream to cream cheese. And, you know, they've got all inventive ways of concocting
sprucing
shit.
It up.
Might, yeah, it might work.
Okay.
Right? But really, it did make me want to stay out of the clink. You know, sometimes I think it wouldn't be so bad. I would just like do yoga and get real fit like that Teresa.
Yeah.
Write a book, have some time to clear my head.
I mean, it seems like Celeste wrote two.
Yeah, she's been in there for 19 years, so.
Wow, that's a long time.
She's had some time, okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really recommend the book, but, you know, kudos for creativity to the incarcerated ladies, you know?
Sure.
Okay. So, just this year, Lifetime made a movie about this case called Secrets of a Gold Digger. I watched it. Mm-hmm. And it is what you would expect from a Lifetime movie. I did not agree with who they chose to play Celeste. The actress who played her was Julie Benz, who you might know because she played Dexter's wife that was killed by the Trinity Killer. You didn't watch the first Dexter, right?
No, I mean, I watched like in the very beginning, but no, I did not see that.
Well, she was in the very beginning. She was his girlfriend, and then they got married in like season five or something. But anyways, she's a total disco biscuit, okay?
Okay.
And she played Celeste like this sultry, smart woman, and I would say that is not accurate. Celeste is cute, but she's not like hot and sultry. She comes off way more like obnoxious and boisterous than smart.
Okay.
I would have chosen like Megan McCarthy to play Celeste.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Celeste is chilling up in Gatesville until she is up for parole in 2042. So she's got some more time.
Yeah.
I imagine that her and the last husband split, but I couldn't find record of it. And she still goes by his last name, which is Johnson. Actually, it's so funny. So in her book is under the name Celeste Beard Johnson. Like, are you allowed to have multiple husbands' last names?
My mother-in-law does.
Really?
Uh-huh. She goes by both of her. She doesn't go by her maiden name. She goes by both of her ex-husband's names.
Okay, well, that's an interesting choice. Yeah. I've never heard of that before. Okay.
I think it's also an interesting choice. I think I personally would only do it if I had kids with that person with the last name.
I think I would never change my name if I had kids with that last name. Like, I would want to have their same last name.
Well, if you got married to a different husband, your husband's going to be like, why are you keeping, you know, Fred's last name when you're now married to me? I'm, you know.
I would just say because my kids have his last name. But then my kids would probably, as soon as my kids didn't care, then I would lose Macaulay and I would just take the new husband's last name.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't keep it. I wouldn't be Macaulay Pitt. Right?
I wouldn't be Kane Bieber.
No, you wouldn't be Kane Bieber. You'd just be Bieber.
I think I would go with Bieber right away. Like, I would be like, sorry,
yes, sign me up. Yeah.
Sorry, kids. We're going with Bieber. I got the fever.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Well, okay. I told you I was going to tell you about Tracy Tarleton. Well, she's out. And she's living in Austin, right? She's living her best life with her pets based on her Facebook profile. She does not appear to have love in her life.
Aw.
Right?
Well, she did off a dude. So, I mean, that.
Yeah. There is that. Maybe I should be a little harder on Celeste, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just not feeling as judgy as usual. Celeste's daughters have not spoken with her since she was arrested, but they did make the news in 2017. Jennifer was at a Halloween party when a shooting broke out by some fucker dressed up as Santa Claus.
Where?
One person in Austin. It's so crazy because when we were doing our trick-or-treat thing for Patreon.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Halloween cases. I'm pretty sure I came across
this. Yeah, I think you did. I think you said something like that.
And I was like, this is too dark. I'm not even going to talk about it. And so weird that it's connected to this case. But so one person at the party died and three others were injured. Jennifer had to receive 10 surgeries.
My God.
As part of her recovery. But I mean, she seems to be doing all right now.
Holy cow.
There was a GoFundMe page set up for her after the shooting, and it said she had no health insurance. So I can't help but wonder, what happened to all that inheritance money?
Yeah.
And people don't, I mean, people really love her. It's a very compelling GoFundMe. And like, she's a real nice person. So what happened?
Maybe she didn't get
the money? I think she, I'm wondering if she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe his biological children were like,
they probably were like, I don't think so. This is not happening.
Yeah. Or maybe she hooked up with someone and they emptied her bank account. That happens, you know.
That happens. I know somebody that happened to.
True. Yeah. So I don't know, but you know, I'm glad she's doing all right.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's a WAP.
Is that a WAP? Okay. Well, I will tell you, if you guys do not think we're judgmental and you like listening to us, please give us a review on Apple if that's where you listen to your podcast. If you don't know if you listen to Apple Podcasts and you are listening on your iPhone, you have this like purple circle microphone, that's actually Apple. I know some people don't know that, by the way. So you can just scroll down right now and give us a review. Also, please subscribe so you get us every week. And it's really easy. Listen, when I don't subscribe to podcasts and then I'm like, what was that podcast name? And how do I find it again? And it's a real
totally
big annoyance. And so just subscribe and then it's there. Do that right now. And you will thank me later. Also, if you guys want to follow us, like we say every week, we are on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a private group on Facebook, Housewives, a True Crime Group. And we are on Patreon. If you would like to get more of us, Gretchen does a bonus crime once a month. And then we talk every week about current events in life. And that is Patreon, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime.
Oh my gosh. This next bonus crime is really doing a number on me.
Yes. It's
so many
going to be
parts.
Good. It's, is it suicide or is it murder?
Yeah. Is it suicide or is it murder? There's a lot.
Yeah. Well, those ones get to you.
Yeah.
So, and that's coming out this week on Thursday. And we're giving a little surprise on Patreon. If you guys want to check it out for Christmas, you get something in the mail. Might have our face on it.
Don't get your hopes up. It's not like that exciting.
Listen, it took me a lot of work.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. We totally appreciate it. We appreciate all of you. And we hope you're doing well in this holiday. And by the way, we forgot to say Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, geez, Louise.
We are really sorry about that because we have a lot of friends that celebrate Hanukkah and a lot of listeners. And so I hope you guys all had a very, very happy Hanukkah last
night. I do. They taught my kids how to sing the dreidel song at school.
That's so fun.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, I love it
too. And now all those people that are getting ready for Christmas, good luck to all of you. It is, you know, a lot of work.
Yeah.
So clink, clink, everybody.
Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.